This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on October 6th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, unions organize around the International Day for Decent Work. Teacher unions are fighting for quality education. And the Labour Cert report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. The World Day for Decent Work, October 7th, is being used by millions of unionists to highlight the need for livable wages, pay equity, collective bargaining, and more. The day was established by the International Trade Union Confederation in 2008. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trade Union Congress. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's General Secretary.
End corporate greed. The world needs a pay rise. That's the message that you will see courageous trade union men and women all over the world carry this week, the week of the World Day for Decent Work, October 7. We know that the world is three times richer than it was 30 years ago, yet working people are struggling to get by. 84% of the world's people tell us that the minimum wage is not enough to live on. They know the tragedy of the fear of not being able to manage every week or every month, worried about whether they can pay their rent, put food on the table, pay for medical essentials, or even the school needs of their children. This is not acceptable. When governments fail our people, we need to fight back. When corporations are allowed to rule the world with greed, we need to fight back. And people are prepared to do just that. They know when only 60% of people have a formal contract of some kind in the first place, and that when more than half of those people are in vulnerable, short-term, insecure or precarious work, often unsafe work, and on low wages, while the companies take massive profits, something is very wrong. We have 40% of our brothers and sisters in the informal economy. Desperation, no minimum wage, no social protection, no rule of law. And of course, we have up to 45 million of our brothers and sisters in slavery. More than 89 million people in the last 5 years have been enslaved by another person or by a system of the state, like the kafala system in Qatar and the other Gulf states. This must end. People are fighting for one thing. They want the rules. 85% of our people want the rules of the global economy rewritten. We want social protection, a minimum wage on which you can live with dignity, collective bargaining rights, and indeed, we want corporations, the power of corporations tamed, end corporate greed. That's the message. We are fighting for shared prosperity, freedom of association, collective bargaining, a minimum wage on which you can live with dignity. This is the week we say, end corporate greed. The world needs a pay rise.
October 5th is World Teachers Day, a day set aside to acknowledge the role teachers have in creating quality education and their need for decent wages, training, and adequate places in which to teach. The organization which represents teachers and other education workers at the world level is Education International. EI represents more than 32 million members of 400 organizations operating in 170 countries. It's headquartered in Brussels. David Edwards is a Deputy General Secretary of EI. I asked him if over the past year, since the last World Teachers Day, if the conditions for teachers and other education workers have improved or deteriorated.
It's tricky to track those things over the course of a single year. What we are seeing is we've been seeing tendencies around flexibilization and casualization We've been seeing continued pressure in terms of the outsourcing of teachers' work. So I'd have to say it's probably been deteriorating over the past year in many places.
Looking forward to the year ahead, what are some of the issues Education International will be addressing?
One of the things that we're looking at is because it's the 20th anniversary of the higher education personnel recommendations, the status of higher education personnel. And one of the things we're going to be focusing on at Education International over the course of this year will have to do with the situation facing adjunct professors, the sort of uptick in non-unionized faculty at universities, an attack on professional academic freedom. We're seeing a lot of corporations and private universities trying to curtail the free speech and the research of higher education faculty. So one of the things that we're really going to focus on this year is going to be trying to expose some of those trends. At the end of this month, we'll be releasing a report looking at 20 years of trends for higher education personnel. So that's going to be something that we are definitely going to be concerned with. And then I think the other thing that we're seeing, and this comes out of the Sustainable Development Goals, there's a target on teachers, which talks about highly qualified, highly trained, motivated, supported, that have adequate salaries. We're going to be working really hard to sort of benchmark that, working with UNESCO Institute of Statistics and the UN, because, you know, there's a belief that, well, that might be too hard to collect that data. And what we're seeing is that teacher salaries, like the OECD just put out Education at a Glance, and we saw that teacher salaries around the world are actually declining in many countries, particularly when you compare them with professions of similar education and training. There's an attack on qualifications. The UK right now is already saying that they're not going to necessarily require any university-based teacher training to be a teacher. So we're going to be working a lot on the teacher status as well. Casualization, flexibilization, and deprofessionalization will be our focus.
Now, here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 320 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to stories about how Haitian unions struck and won budget concessions from the country's president, how a spike in labor disputes is changing the political landscape in Iran, and of course the general strike in the Catalonian region of Spain. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Police telephone operators defied threats of dismissal and continued their wage strike in South Africa. Migrant farm workers in the United States struck and won a huge victory in a dispute over, among other things, the blacklisting of union activists that had prevented them from returning to the United States. News media workers in Barbados suspended their walkout after the intervention of the Minister of Labor. University lecturers staged a sit-down strike in Nepal to press their demand for job security. Nigerian healthcare workers were forced yet again to strike over unpaid wages. Schools were closed across the Netherlands as 90,000 teachers struck after decades of wage stagnation. Rail workers in New Zealand parked their trains for 2 hours in a protest at attempts to roll back their wages and working conditions. Cabin crew on Korea's bullet trains stopped work to protest the collapse of wage talks. And Kenya's nurses' union reported that despite government threats to fire strikers, their picket lines remain solid. Our top working women stories included coverage of the workplace abuse endured by women firefighters in the United States, improvements to maternity leave in Ireland, and the prevalence of chronic fatigue syndrome amongst women nurses in Japan. The Health and Safety News Wire, we run in cooperation with Hazards Magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the union call for an automatic criminal investigation in the event of a workplace death in Canada, workplace accidents in India's cement industry, and the ongoing asbestos hazards in Australian workplaces. Currently, LaborStart is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from LaborStart, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.